seems like Turkey just can't catch a break. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bad news just won't stop coming to Turkey, but that doesn't mean there isn't hope. We'll take a look at that. And in today's broadcast, you'll also hear about community transformation in the Dominican Republic. It's harder than it sounds, but it also opens a lot of opportunities to share Christ. This is the Great Commission unfolding behind today's headlines. First, Turkey is a mess. In the last few days, ceasefires on nearly every border have failed. There's a Syrian civil war, the Kurds, and ISIS. A coup attempt means there's been an insurrection on the political front. Add in the refugee problem, and the word mess doesn't really begin to describe what's happening on President Erdogan's watch. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver says,
"This is a time when Erdogan can do basically whatever he wants to do with impunity because of the imposition of martial law."
Crackdowns have been increasing in severity. Now, the Kurds upped the ante and launched a series of attacks even as Turkey crossed into Syria to try to get a handle on the trouble there. Rodehaver says that means a huge wave of refugees, which presents their ministry team with both a problem and a solution in God's economy.
One of the important things for ministry in these days is to be able to reach out, I believe, to the children who are part of these camps, because in the Christian ability, the evangelical's ability to share the gospel in unique ways with children in these camps.
Next, this is sort of a geo quiz. The nation of Nepal is overwhelmingly Hindu, accounting for about 80% of the population. Buddhists and Muslims make up another 13%. Only 1.4% of Nepali people know Christ as Savior. Since Nepal is nestled between India and China and is a hotspot for tourists, it's a strategic country to reach with the gospel message. David Shibley with Global Advance says they do have a plan for ministry in Nepal and just trained 256 church planters to get it done.
Our key man there has identified 4,000 villages and towns that are in need of gospel witness. We have been praying and asking the Lord for the training of 150 church planters by 2020. That was accomplished above and beyond last week.
In addition to church planting, Global Advance also trained over 200 Nepali women under the Esther Initiative to become prayer warriors and spiritual leaders in their communities.
This seems to be something of a catalytic meeting with these ladies to really raise up a true Esther force of women in the nation of Nepal who can become a tremendous strength and force for the advance of the gospel.
And since we're talking community transformation, it's a simple term for a complicated reality. In the impoverished valley of El Carousel of the Dominican Republic, Orphan's Heart is building homes. But that's not all. There's a community transformation center where they can hold church services, Bible classes, and, as Ron Gunter of Orphan's Heart says, they're providing a variety of job training.
Teaching women how to sew, how to cut hair, teaching electrical, teaching mechanical, other things that will give hands-on job training to these individuals so that they can begin looking for work in these areas in their community.
For families that need the extra help, there's the Child Sponsorship Program that provides food, medicine, and daycare to the qualifying families. The goal isn't just to change the future for the children, but also to help them know the love of Christ. This is the real reason they do what they do, and you can be part of that.
Pray for the project. Pray for the people in the community. Pray for the pastor, Jose, that he would be the spiritual leader in that community. He would be a light for Christ there, and that he would help to draw people to Christ.
You can help the house project financially, or even help build it yourself. Go to missionnews.org for the details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems absolutely hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. So join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.